Hello, everybody. This is Ben, and you are listening to the Watts Mini Podcast. You can check us out by going to the Watts.com website. That's thewatt.com. Or you can subscribe to our podcast feed at thewatt.com/minipodcast.rss. And every week, we spend about 3 minutes talking about energy-related issues, and today I'm going to be talking about the greenhouse effect and also greenhouse gases. So it all starts with the sun. And when the sun's rays hit the Earth, about 30% of them are reflected back into space, and 70% of those sun's rays enter the atmosphere, warming the Earth and also the oceans. And the ground and the oceans are warmed by the sun's energy, and that energy then bounces back towards the atmosphere again, and some of it leaves the Earth, and the rest is trapped by the greenhouse gases. And these greenhouse gases, they re-emit that energy back down towards the ground, and it's like a big game of Pong. So it's this trapped energy that keeps the Earth's average temperature at about 15 degrees Celsius. And without these greenhouse gases, then the Earth's average temperature would be about minus 20 degrees Celsius. So the Earth's atmosphere is made out of 77% nitrogen, 21% oxygen, 0.9% argon, 1% water vapor, and 0.3% trace gases. And these trace gases include carbon dioxide or CO2, methane, and nitrous oxides. And water vapor and the trace gases are the greenhouse, or what are known as greenhouse gases. And they trap the sun's energy, and they keep the Earth at a nice temperature. And CO2 is actually the gas that makes the biggest difference out of all of those trace gases, or out of all those gases that make up the greenhouse gases. So CO2 levels can be measured because CO2 is trapped in ice core samples, and temperatures from thousands of years ago can be estimated from things like the width of the rings around a tree or coral growth. So over the last 400,000 years, there have been four occasions when CO2 levels fell to below 200 parts per million. And at the same time, the average temperature also fell by 5 degrees Celsius, and this caused ice ages every single time. So every time CO2 levels rise, the average temperature rises. And every time the CO2 levels fall, average temperature falls. So that's why people think that there's a strong correlation between CO2 levels and also the global temperature. So before the Industrial Revolution, CO2 levels had never been above 298 parts per million. But today, as of 2000, the year 2000, they're at 370 parts per million. And that's the highest levels in 20 million years. And the reason why we have these super high CO2 levels in the atmosphere is because we're consuming 84 million barrels of oil every day, and that's increasing the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere by about 1.5 parts per million per year. And if we consume all of today's known oil reserves, which is expected to happen within about the next 70 years, then the CO2 levels will be about 700 parts per million. And at 400 parts per million, a lot of scientists think that we're going to start having major problems. So well before we run out of oil, and maybe even well before oil peaks, we're going to suffer from the consequences of having 400 part per million CO2 levels in the atmosphere. That is global warming. I've run out of time. And tune in to the Watt Mini Podcast next week, where I'll talk about some of the consequences of these high CO2 levels and some consequences of global warming. Check out thewatt.com website for more information, or send your comments to ben@thewatt.com. And thanks for listening.